Well, I feel it's unrealistic for people to not to be able to admit the fact that climate change is a reality. And because it's so obvious, it's physical, we can see it, we feel it. Mm-hmm. Like back in Nigeria, like I said, our weather patterns are already disrupted. And this is owing to a lot of exploration from oil, where gases are flared, and we do realize that the U.S., being the largest or the biggest polluter, followed by China and some other countries, that we hold them responsible. That's why some of us from Nigeria, we clamor and we are asking for climate justice. We demand compensation for the degradation of our environment. So, you see, we see the position United States is taking as a country as mm-hmm. being an aberration. Mm-hmm. For instance, they have refused to sign the Kyoto Convention, they don't bind the UNFCCC, and to the extent that we even feel it's arrogant, mm-hmm. because we are losing lives, we are losing properties, and scientifically, it's been proven that these things are happening on the account of global warming, and we feel that this is serious social injustice. And so we feel that the U.S. and even Americans, not China and all other big polluters around the globe, should have the humility to admit that they are responsible and accept, then take the necessary step to compensate people like us who are victims, particularly from the Southern Cone.
Do you feel that it's possible to come to some sort of agreement that will actually affect the world and climate emissions from at COP15?
Well, I'm sorry I'll disappoint you. I think all that is going on here is just a jamboree. Nothing's going to come out of here. I don't see the U.S. signing anything. I don't see the U.S. sealing any deal here. Because, you see, what I see coming out of here, it's just a capitalism trying to look for new initiatives, new way of sustaining the status quo. Because when you talk of alternative, they are profiling false solutions. It is just to maintain the status quo, to keep the profits coming in, to keep on that accumulation of profits, maintain the neoliberal economy, sustain the profits at all costs. So when there are a lot of contradictions going on here, there are big corporations, transnational corporations, who are supporting these, like Coca-Cola, Chevron, and these are companies who actually pollute the environment. It's hypocritical as far as I'm concerned. So I don't see much coming out of here. I think the people, generally, as a group, we need our alternative. I share, there's a forum going on, the Climate Forum. I have more belief in the Climate Forum than COP15, because our leaders are not ready for the real solutions that we need. We need solutions that are workable, that are sustainable. It's not solutions that we make more profits for the people who are responsible for the present global warming that we're experiencing.
But under the paradigm of capitalism and what we're living in today, how do you think it's possible to convince these people who are going to be making decisions here of these kind of necessary changes?
Well, we have to continue to engage them, because you don't achieve something from outside. That's why some of us are here. And then, of course, we have to do some of our independent things, like what is happening at the Climate Forum. I'm very supportive of it. Mm-hmm. In fact, I lean more towards that side. But I'm not giving up hope. You get it, that some things can be happen here. We can make transitional demands on them. We are not begging them. We are making demands. This is what we want. We are the people. If they are our leaders, we elected them across the globe, they should take our interest as their interest. So unless they are not representing us. So I feel that we could still achieve some things here by critically engaging it, exposing the bankruptcies behind some of the false solutions that they are preferring here, and of course suggest our alternatives.